VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukraine's foreign minister is dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukrainian requests for more weapons to fight Russian forces out of fears of being drawn into the conflict. Speaking in Brussels Thursday ahead of a meeting with NATO foreign ministers, Dmytro Kuleba said that by giving Ukraine what it needs, Ukrainians will do the fighting so no one else has to. He said the more weapons Ukraine gets and the sooner they arrive, the more human lives will be saved. Kuleba welcomed new Western sanctions against Russia, but called for further measures, including a full embargo on Russian oil and gas, blocking all Russian banks from the SWIFT banking system, and closing ports to Russian vessels and goods. A spokesman for President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday he will hold talks Friday in Kyiv with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. The vote will secure her place as the first black woman on the nation's highest court and give President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement in the evenly split chamber. Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney have all pledged to support Jackson's nomination, joining all 50 senators in the Democratic caucus. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Jackson's confirmation will be a positive step forward.
It will be a joyous day. Joyous for the Senate, joyous for the Supreme Court, joyous for America. While we still have a long way to go, America tomorrow will take a giant step to becoming a more perfect nation.
The 51-year-old federal appeals court judge would also be just the third black justice in the court's history and the sixth woman. Jackson will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who is retiring at the end of the court's current term. This is VOA News. President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi of Yemen has given up his powers and established a presidential leadership council. An announcement early Thursday issued by Yemen's state-run news agency says Hadi also dismissed Vice President Al-Mohsen Al-Omar and transferred his powers to the new governing council, which has also been tasked with conducting negotiations with the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Yemen has been plagued by turmoil since 2014, when the rebels seized the capital, Sana'a, and ousted the internationally recognized government. A Saudi-led Arab coalition began fighting the rebels several months later. The war has settled into a bloody stalemate that has killed more than 150,000 people and created one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. Saudi Arabia's state-run SBA news agency is reporting the kingdom has welcomed the creation of the new council and that it would arrange $3 billion of support to Yemen's economy. A Turkish court has halted the trial of 26 Saudis charged in the brutal killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and ordered the proceedings transferred to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis were being tried in absentia for killing Khashoggi after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018 to obtain paperwork to marry his Turkish fiancée. The murder of Khashoggi, a severe critic of the Saudi royal family, shocked the international community. A U.S. intelligence report released a year ago said Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman had approved the operation to kill or capture Khashoggi. The trial began in 2020 amid tense relations between the two Sunni Muslim nations. But Turkey has sought to improve relations with Saudi Arabia as it seeks investment to boost its struggling economy. Human rights groups have denounced the Turkish court's decision to move the trial to Saudi Arabia. Repeating our top story, Ukraine's foreign minister is dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukrainian requests for more weapons to fight Russian forces out of fears of being drawn into the conflict. Speaking in Brussels Thursday ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers, Dmytro Kuleba said that by giving Ukraine what it needs, Ukrainians will do the fighting so no one else has to. He said the more weapons Ukraine gets and the sooner they arrive, the more human lives will be saved. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.